On the train.
Tuesday, July 12th. We arrived at Biscotasing in the Diocese of Moosonee at about 8:30. We saw the little church where the Reverend J. Sanders holds service. Mr. and Mrs. Sadler came to the station to see me. It is a lumber town on a pretty lake. Later in the day, we passed Missinabe, where we saw another little church where Mr. Sanders holds service. Many Indians were camping by the lake here. The trip around Jackfish Bay between 7 and 8 p.m. was most delightful. We could see jackfish as we got round to the other side. The water is 900 feet deep. Wednesday, July 13th, 8 a.m. We are at Ignis, a divisional point. There are Indians here, part of the Wabagoon mission. We passed Dinnerwich and Wabagoon. The reserve is on Little Wabagoon Lake, south of Dinnerwich Station. At Eagle River, we saw two pretty little falls, and at Vermilion Bay, we saw the wide expanse of Eagle Lake. There is a reserve on this lake. At about 1 p.m., we reached Rat Portage, and I called upon Mrs. John Chambers of the Church of England. Mr. Pither, who was for 27 years an Indian agent and for 69 years was connected with the Hudson's Bay, was not in when I called. I later learned some valuable news from him, and also from Fred Cariff. I saw Indians buying things in the shops, some of whom had received their treaty money, $5 per head. Mr. Page was not at home, so I went into St. Albans Church. It was an intensely hot day. I went to Russell House for tea, which was 25 cents, and spent the evening with Mr. Pither, upon whom I had called twice and not found at home. Mr. Page was not at home, so I went to St. Albans Church. It was an intensely hot day. I went to Russell House for tea, which was 25 cents, and spent the evening with Mr. Pither, upon whom I had called twice and not found at home. He showed me the stone heads of bowmen's arrows and spears and a copper chisel, which he had taken out of a mound on his property on Rainy River. I also saw here the most beautiful beadwork, which was transparent and done on a frame of strings, as well as a short, thick, Roman-looking sword from the Battle of Culloden.